And now this is a dictation for Michael Gage, G-A-G-E, March 1451, addresses a letter to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, 8025083. Dear Dr. Khan, a follow-up for Mr. Gage, who has a renal transplant at the very tight 2015, last encounter in February, we offered him to come in person. He declined. He chose to do it in the phone. He lives alone, and there are discussions about going to a nursing home. Family has been helping to buy groceries and medications, but he does his own cooking. He complains of losing appetite, and there has been weight loss from 2:30 to 2:15. At the same time, denies vomiting or dysphagia. Did have an episode of diarrhea, lasted for a number of weeks, but has already resolved. He believed it was related to sugar substitute. Was in the emergency room, treated for dehydration. This is around April or May. Diabetes numbers also shows wide fluctuation, highs and lows. It denies kidney transplant or infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Denies open sores. Denies claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation. Uses CPAP machine at night. Denies increased dyspnea, pyrolemic material hemoptysis. No falling episode. Not very physically active. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol management, blood pressure labetalol, and recently added lisinopril. Transplant medications include tacrolimus. And Celcept, recently added fenofibrate for triglycerides. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 132/60. He's able to speak in full sentences, alert, oriented, 93, good historian, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, eye review. Excuse me, chemistries in June, creatinine of 1.4, which is baseline. No blood protein in the urine, and the protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2. Electrolyte acid base normal, calcium albumin normal, liver function test normal, GFR 50, A1C 6.3, mild anemia 12.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Cadaveric renal transplant 2015, next number CKD stage 3, stable over time, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number high risk medication, immunosuppressants. I have not received the TACRO level. Our goal is 4 to 8. We will try to obtain the last office visit from the transplant center. Next number hypertension appears to be well controlled, presently on lisinopril. We need to monitor potassium and creatinine with this new medication. Next number, continued diabetes cholesterol management. Next number, social issues, exploring potentially going to a nursing home as he lives alone and it's difficult for family to help. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months, end of dictation.